KORN News Radio Sports here at 7:15. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. A federal judge has clarified her ruling that gave some college athletes an extra year of eligibility, limiting the impact on the NCAA's new 5-for-5 rule. U.S. District Judge Charlotte Sweeney says her decision applies only to athletes who graduated high school in 2022 and then missed out on the NCAA's upcoming 5-season eligibility rules. The ruling does not allow football players who signed professional contracts this summer to return to college. The NCAA has filed an appeal, saying the decision could create confusion across college sports. Teams are now weighing whether or not to bring back eligible athletes while the appeal moves forward. U.S. soccer has signed men's national team coach Mauricio Pochettino to a new 4-year contract that keeps him in charge through the 2030 World Cup. Pochettino guided the Americans to the round of 16 this year. U.S. won 3 matches, advanced to the group stage before losing to Belgium. Notre Dame and Southern California have agreed to resume their college football rivalry starting in 2030. The schools announced yesterday they've signed a 4-game home-and-home agreement. The series will kick off August 31st of 2030 in L.A., and then USC travels to South Bend the following year. The games in 2032 and 2033 will also take place sometime during the first 3 weeks of the season. The annual series dates back to 1926, but was put on hold after the 2025 season following USC's move to the Big Ten. Major League Baseball from Monday night, the Chicago Cubs handed the LA Dodgers their 4th straight loss with a 10-5 victory. The Cubs would get 2-run home runs from Seiya Suzuki, Carson Kelly, and Kevin Alcantara. Michael Busch also drove in 3 runs for Chicago. The Cardinals' Alex Burleson had 3 2-run home runs last night, including one that capped off a 7-run 8th inning as the Cardinals beat the New York Yankees 13-7. Toronto's Alejandro Kirkwood homer as the Blue Jays beat Houston 3-1. That snaps at the Astros' 6-game winning streak. Philadelphia's Derek Hill hit a go-ahead grand slam in the 7th inning. Bryce Harper added a 2-run shot as the Phillies beat Washington 6-3. Spencer Horwitz with a 3-run double as the Pittsburgh Pirates defeated the Milwaukee Brewers again last night 4-3 in the opener of a 4-game series. Pittsburgh, they've won 6 of 7 games this year against the NL Central leading Brewers. Late last night, Arizona would defeat San Diego 5-1 as the Diamondbacks open up a 10-game homestand. That victory moved the Diamondbacks 2 games ahead of the Padres in the National League wildcard race. Arizona currently tied with Philadelphia for those final 2 playoff spots in the National League. Tampa Bay defeated Colorado 13-9 at Coors Field last night. Tampa Bay's Junior Caminero with a pair of home runs, while Jonathan Aranda had 4 hits. And the San Francisco Giants would beat the Texas Rangers 5-1. San Francisco's Jung-Hoo Lee had a pair of solo home runs. He had 3 RBIs. Meanwhile, the Rangers, they've lost a season-high 6 straight. They haven't held a lead in the last 40 innings. They trail first-place Houston by 2.5 games in the AL West. More sports online at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.